So thanks for talking with us, Tom. The details are still coming out, but as far as we can see from the new state budget, it looks like they're holding the line on funding for homeless services. How is that going to affect Western New York?
Certainly, there's been a surge of need for homeless services for young adults ages 18 to 24. It's an interesting population because they're not really ready to be on their own, a lot of them, and they do need a lot of support. So, I mean, from that standpoint, I think we probably could use an increase in funding. Certainly, it's reassuring to know that the funding is being sustained, but I think it's a social kind of issue that probably hasn't been there in the past, where young adults are basically left out of homes. A lot of this has to do with the breakdown of families in general, but they seem to be casting away youth as soon as they turn 18. A lot of dysfunctional family situations.
What ages do you guys see at Compass House?
At our shelter, we deal with a younger population of 12 through 17. 70% of our kids that come through our shelter go back with their family. And eventually, when they get older, it becomes a problem because sometimes those kinds of families will not continue to be a resource for them once they become adults. About a third of our population returns.
What kinds of things would you have used additional funding for?
Well, I think that there's a great need for transitional living programs for the age group of 16 through 21. Those kinds of kids aren't ready to be out on their own in their home apartments. They need some place to go to work through those kinds of issues. There really isn't enough, especially in the inner city for young males.
And how many kids come through your shelter each year, perhaps?
Our shelter usually gets around 300 kids a year, but our resource center numbers have been really spiking the last few years. Our resource center deals with youth up to the age of 24. So it's that older population of young people that really are what we see as a need of housing services.
Compass House is located in the city, so of course you're seeing those kids, but what about the suburban kids?
There's problems all over. It's just that a lot of times services are not geared towards city kinds of kids. You need a program that understands the population of folks that are in need of services.